Rhyme.
And treason.
We'll be right back.
Episode 146, Obsolescence. It's the next day. We partied hard last night.
Yes, we partied ourselves into, well,
obsolescence.
Becoming obsolete. Yeah.
So that's what the theme of the show, a bunch of tracks about how everything is obsolete. It sucks. CDs, records, 8-track tapes.
The horse and buggy. I don't know. A lot of stuff may not be obsolete to, like, I don't know, people in the Wisconsin Dells. Shouts out to the Wisconsin Dells.
Anyway, obsolescence, that's the theme. We're old as shit. And feeling obsolete because basically a robot can take your job in 5 seconds and it can take mine.
Yeah. But it can never take my desire to not work.
That's true. But then how are you going to support the little tyke in there?
Because I know how to fix the robot.
But eventually it'll be robots fixing robots.
How meta.
Definitely. They'll be like robot doctors. Made some new t-shirts for the 8th anniversary.
Limited edition. There's only two.
I was
so you can't have one, fuckers.
Made some shirts. They turned out kind of good.
Yeah.
Better than the stickers last time.
Yeah, if you want to ask for one of these shirts, you can email us at rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com. We won't give you one, but you can email us anyway.
Yep. We're the only two cool guys that care and have them, so eat shit, America.
We're the only podcast in the world that has existed for over 8 years that's maybe gotten like 10 emails.
That's true. Actually, we got a legitimate email I wanted to talk to you about.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
From a podcast, dude.
No way. Who was it?
Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Obsolescence. Everything's becoming obsolete.
Including podcasts. Everyone does video podcasts now.
Your stupid smartphone getting you dumber by the second as it buzzes in your pocket, distracts you.
Constantly distracting you from your existence.
I don't even know Gower's number, which I thought I did.
I don't even know my number, man.
It's really not 925-304-8525?
Nope.
Damn it. Yep, I suck.
But even if it was, I would still say no, because I don't want the whole world to know my phone
number.
Gower's
number my heart, like, for 10 years. Like, 15 years until like last night. Crap. Anyway, here comes some more music. Rock out, people. Rhyme.
And we're all out of treason. We'll be right back.
So you'd think the future of food in the year 3040 would be pretty rad, because it is rad. You can get anything you want. Press a button in this machine like the Jetsons, I think it's called the Rack-a-Cycle, and you can get any food you want, which is crazy. You could eat the most delicious stuff. You could eat beluga caviar. You could eat, you know, the nicest T-bone steak. You could eat whatever. Otoro, you can get anything with this machine. Pastes of fish and heating gels and anti-inflammatory fish and I don't know, it's weird. Food engineers today are making like the craziest things you've ever seen. If I want to eat a strawberry, they can put a piece of gum in my mouth, stick something in my nose, and I can just chew on it, and it tastes like I'm eating a strawberry from like a specific time and era, because they know all the microbes, and they know that the certain chemicals taste like mint and a little bit of you know, like a dozen different smells. So you would think after all this time, things would have changed. And everything has changed. With all this crazy technology, I can cook anything. The customers only want to eat beet salads and pork buns.
Traveling the barren landscape, one man facing infinity in a sea of desolence. Battle was quickly upon me. Insubordination was reported with no warning. Smugglers damaged the fleet of prime chiefs, resulting in immediate retreat. A hollow victory I soon defended, undetected at first, but soon checked for. I was a spy, that fly on the wall that no one ever seems to recognize. Disguised as a trash dweller who has no self-confidence, defeated by life's pitfalls and threats, but really in sniper mode, life of a nomad. Noticing life slowly flow past, no cash or money is worthless. Credit is currently all we have to work with. Shipyards with crafts ready to lift off. Corporations went bankrupt once our planet was assaulted where the headquarters were posted. Unable to recover from the losses, we were thrown into a recession of monstrous proportions. At this point, I made my quarters in Coma City. Freelance bounty hunters were plenty. Trained assassins who aimed and blasted at government officials for fame and cash. In Deltron, I became known as a starship hijacker. Throughout the galaxy, a mind master. I would stash the crafts and then sell them to the rebel forces in need for profits or shelter. A pair of missile launchers might compromise the security of fools who seek my song's demise. Clearly weakened by mankind's folly for all to see. Within the span of the universe is who's bursted. Our languages and range of heinous threats perpetrated against slaves and sex pests. The effect is widespread, you suffer slow. Whether you are with the government's corruption or oppose the squad, you still go through hard times. That's why Deltron is walking on the war line. Ostracized, but then I got inside. Started disassembling the colossal fossil site. Walls collide when we lie, Molotovs and pipe bombs. The right and wrong slide onto hostile territory. Stealth technology, a veil of cloaking. Undetected, awareness broken. I was a spy, that fly on the wall that no one ever seems to recognize.
You are looking at the world's first hamburger robot, Flippy, whose job it is to flip burgers all day here at the Cali Burger Restaurant in Pasadena, California. The bottom line at this hamburger joint, Flippy could solve the problem with turnover.
People come in, we train them, they work on the grill, they realize it's not very fun to work on the grill, right? It's hot and greasy, requires constant use of your wrist. And so they leave and
people see a robot, they hear the word robot, they assume job replacement, but this is not about replacing jobs.
The robot costs $60,000 to $100,000 depending on how elaborate it is. The top of the line model, for instance, both flips and cleans up afterwards.
And do you think the robot can make a hamburger as well as a human?
Actually, it's not better, but it's similar. It hasn't got to that point yet.
Okay, so I'm going to bite into the first robot-made cheeseburger just for me. Let's give it a try. See how it tastes to a human hamburger. Okay, so it tastes just as good as a human hamburger. A little salty, but I guess I can't really complain to the chef, can I?
Cali Burger looks to bring Flippy to restaurants in Seattle, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Annapolis later this year. Reporting from Pasadena, California, Jefferson Graham, USA Today.
Hitchens faxed his copy through as regards Columbus Day. If you'll permit me the conceit of a posthumous critique, I'll paraphrase. My colorful, exotic friend, respectable, well-spoken, I like the rest of them.
As you know, I'm colorblind, and you're a credit to your kind. Your kind. The silly talk of resurgence, ceremony, communion with an unconquered natural world. Tell me, where is your gratitude for all we've done for you? This paradise in an empire, kingdom, this piracy back we bestowed. I'm putting savage emptiness when our cost mistakes were made. But as far as human progress goes, welcome to a slightly higher plane.
Episode 146 coming at you. Obsolescence. We're knocking these out because I have to go to a family function and leave and drive back to Chico at 9:30.
And can still barely function.
That's why someone's going to steal your job in the computer or robot phase. Black Mirror, like to give it a shout out.
Absolutely. Great show.
Episode one of the new season. I've had about three nightmares about.
All right. Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to go there.
You know they're doing it right then.
Basically, it's a real thing. These dogs. You know about that?
The DAGs.
So basically, they're making robot dogs to like to supposedly rescue people from fires and shit.
Oh, okay. I was
but in this Black Mirror episode on Netflix, they're like the Terminator. They shoot off these bombs, tracking devices, shoot into people's skin. They're running from these dogs. And they're murdering and maiming and with 2017 technology as like far as digital
Viking
effects.
Viking robot dogs?
Yep. Pretty freaky. Also freaky. Walmart in Ohio, my coworker. They now have a smart cart.
Oh, they, yeah.
Basically, you scan items on the cart. You have a bag in the cart, and you have a credit card swiper, and then someone checks your receipt.
Yeah. Well, they've had stuff like that in Europe for years, like even as far back as the late 90s, where you could go into a grocery store, and just right when you first walked into the store, you picked up a scanner, and as you put things into your cart, you scanned it, and then you walked up to the checkout stand, and you handed them the scanner. Well, it's gotten even worse than what you're talking about at Walmart. Have you seen the new fucking Amazon grocery store? There's not even a human in the store.
Yeah, there you go. So basically, human interaction
is obsolete.
You don't
even have to ring anything up. You just take it off the shelf and put it in your cart. You just bought it.
Yeah. And then, unfortunately, it sounds pretty good to not wait in line, to not... Damn it. I feel like a dick for embracing it, kind of.
Well, you know, one of the key things about that is people are fucking stupid.
Oh, people are the worst.
And fuck so the human race. We try and, you know, make all these special precautionary measures and fail safes to ensure that, you know, robots don't take our jobs and automation doesn't take our jobs and all this shit. Well, guess what? If you actually showed up to work on time and actually fucking worked when you were at work and did what you needed to do, you probably wouldn't need a fucking robot to replace you because you'd be a productive member of the company.
And they'd be more than happy to have you. I disagree.
Well, I mean, I think
politics it's part and of the other argument, shit though. Can shut down any business, plant, job. And, yeah, profitability.
Well, yeah, and then that's the other
the
side
corporate
of it.
American nightmare.
Just the pure capitalistic greed of it.
The oligarchy is upon us. So embrace it. Four airlines. For fucking smartphone carriers. I can go on and on. Soon there'll be like four car manufacturers. Four. All controlled by the government.
All controlled by the Koch brothers.
Anyway, here comes some more music. Obsolescence. We're old, we're obsolete, and we're feeling it.
Yeah, here's a bunch of bands that are obsolete. They don't even...
They sing about obsolescence for a reason.
Or the bands themselves are obsolete.
Obsolescence.
No one listens to fucking music anymore. People only participate in pop culture now.
Yep. So we hate pop culture. Rhyme.
And the Underground Railroad of Treason.
Basketball courts and orchids, we own this. Taking the world back in portions. Epping the high tech webs and space launches. Start this in my one room apartment. Getting electromagnetic charges. And why y'all looking for Martians? But it's just us. And a new day dawning. We sing songs deepened in the sun rays. Glasses clinging to the last days. But we are everlasting. For us, everlasting. Hear now, ye protoplasts and ye earth. Plant and beast, hear now ye creeping things, ye fish that swim, ye birds that fly, hear now ye winds that blow, ye thunders, ye lightnings of the sky,
Hear now ye spirits of fire. One day for peace, I took a plane trip into the east. It got held up by some hijacking G's. Was a suicide bomber, two with a Uzi. Felt the brothers vibe when they tried to step to me. It's my Elazima C, but no, I'm always on duty. All of a sudden, I'm in a bad B movie. Asked them if it wasn't too far from the plans, if they could drop me in Morocco on their way to Iran. And they said, surely, that's the least we could do. They turned around and hugged me, gave a brother loot. I said bye to the stewardess, cause she was mad cute. Jumped out the plane in a black parachute, and I landed on my feet like shouting karate. Walked up on the sand, met Omar Gaddafi, who had a party. I'm eating gay souffles, and in the back, drinking Africa juice and champagne. Let's shoplift the future now. Do it now. Let's stop in the future now. While we still have one strike left. Before we forget, like discotheques. Like Brick, Mrs. Graffiti. Let's take it while we still have spirit, strength, love, truth, freedom. Let's stop in the future now. With everlasting slang, before they erase us, with memories. Let's shoplift the future now, while we still have, nips digging fingernail tips and summer weekends. And while that slang we speak, that keeps freaking, cause we've been musical deacons, enlightened speech deacons. Our people be mystical, liking truth seeking. The records of fame and crowd pleasing. Dyslexic type sax playing, shoot strings with history. Keys to peace, one God, one aim, one destiny. Shoot strings with histories and keys to peace, one God, one aim, one destiny. One God, aim, and destiny. Let's shoplift the future now. Let's shoplift the future now. While we still have.
Some more, nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Get it. Get it. Get it. Hurt. Cook. Hurt. Yeah. My dope in the bush. Hold on. I know how to cook it. My bitch good looking. That's why. My dope in the bushes. I know how to cook it. Yeah. Yeah. I did the digital dash. I put that bitch on the passenger. I got that junk in your blast. I said that dope to your mama. Out on the street like the mama. You rats will never be honorable. They know I'm a kid of my word. I hustle the first to the first. These bitches be nagging the kid. They getting on my motherfucking nerves. I showed up with racks and they love me. I'm smoking that pack and I'm muddy. Tell a bear on these hoes. Give a zan to these hoes. Got a plan with their nose. I sleep on the beach off the avenue. I came to your city with revenue. I put in work, it was evident. I slide on your ass in the cell, I'm deuce. Come back in the bitch in the six tray. Chevy Mercedes, I keep them coming. Fuck all these bitches, I keep them coming. I pull up right now, I'm parallel. I hit your block with them swangles. My niggas ain't never some bangles. I sit in the trap with the gangsters. You can come around here cause it's dangerous. I be hanging around here, I'm famous. Gotta keep the trigger by my finger. Hit a sideways when I banged her. In the driveway on a perk. I was sideways on a perk. Had a stick on me, that's first. Got your bitch on me getting murked. I post up and that's confident. I boast up and I drop six. And a ghost rust and I pop shit. I'm a dope boy with that cot trip. I came in the game, I had crack on me. Got babe on my back with some ack on me. I'm single and shit, now she lash on me. I told him I'm back, I'm a bachelor. I get focused on millions and everything. I just took me a trip out to Africa. See how we came from the mud and the bottom, we did it. I see how they counting this, I bet they never gon' do it again. You see why they niggas be hating, they knowin' I'm going right in. I was born to get this money and this life is sad. I pulled up before they got my dog on murder again. See the fact come out the ass on the Lamborghini. When you say you love a nigga, do you really mean it? When I was sleeping on the floor, you should see how they treat me. I pulled an activist, pop pills so I can fight the demons. I did the digital dash. I put that bitch on the passenger. I got that junkie a blast. I
said that dope to your mama. Out on the street like the mama. You rats will never be honorable. They know I'm a kid of my word. I hustle the first to the first.
These bitches be nagging the kid. Fuck it, it is what it is. If you get hit, you get hit. I don't forget or forgive. Told myself never again. I don't let nobody in. Super just showed out again. And we just keep serving and serving again and again and again and again. I'm really game moving reckless. I'm Harlem shaking through the pressure. I'm Mike for Diddy on my net shit. I'm Mike for 50 in on Wednesday. I'm not here for no pretension. Just walked in with a girl that's making triple what I'm making, what an entrance. That's when you know it's a body. Zone 6, they know it's a body. Kirkwood, they know it's a body. New Mexico, know it's a body. Scooter in here with the zombies. Gucci, get out, it's a problem. I might take Quinn in the Follies. You hate your life, just be honest. I got the digital dash. She want a picture with all of my niggas that just made the visual last. But she too embarrassed to ask. I got my foot on the neck and my foot on the gas. You remind me of a quarterback, your shit is all in the past. Esco and Boom and they got it on smash. And I got the, I got the, I got the, I got the,
I did the digital dash. Woo. I put a bitch on the pelican. I get the duck in your blast.
I'm in China, and I just got busted for jaywalking with facial recognition technology.
Stations like this one are part of a new plan by the Chinese government to publicly shame citizens caught breaking the law.
If you cross the street against the light, cameras with facial recognition technology will take a picture of your face, cross-reference it with your government ID, and then post it up there to embarrass you.
But China isn't embracing facial recognition just to catch jaywalkers. The technology is starting to appear just about anywhere you can imagine. It helps make menu recommendations at your local fast food spot. You can also pay for your food with your face. It even curbs waste of toilet paper at public bathrooms. My gift.
This is all I get for the next 9 minutes. And then I come back again, I try to get more.
Generation. been with careless abandon, assuming eternal supply. A modern man, a visionary betrayer. Modern man, ecosystem destroyer. Modern man, destroys health and shame. Modern man, pathetic example of Earth's organic heritage. Just a sample of carbon makes wastage. Just a fucking tragic epic of you and I.
Hey Brian, check it out. Hotornot.com.
10.
1. 10.
1.
5. 5.
Hey, I just made black coffee in an old tin pan. Who wants some? No one? What's wrong with you people? Dick Fosbury won an Olympics on this. Say, this is pretty neat. I brought you kids an old seed packet I found in my garage. I know what you got your fingers crossed for, and yes, they're persimmons. All right, that's it! Damn it, I tried two things that all kids love. Coffee and old seed packets. And all any of you can do is stare at those Game Boy machines. I'm sick of it. In fact, for the rest of the week, no more screens. I'm locking those things up.
Wait, you what?
Oh, come on, what the hell?
Oh, but wait.
That's right. I'm going to show you kids how to have fun the old-fashioned way, like I did when I was a kid.
But I can't live without my laptop. How else am I supposed to get my degree from the University of Phoenix?
Credit card information and submit. And I'm a lawyer.
Frozen in ice. It looks like the original phone from the movie Wall Street.
I think it's just the original phone. Period. Ew, gross. It has buttons.
Okay, girls, this is a magic phone. Okay, only you and I have got the numbers, so if you ever need Ron for any reason, you just call and he'll be there in a flash.
Yes, I will. Keep it right here. Snaps right in, snug and secure.
A cell phone bell clip? No, Ron. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't be seen.
Oh.
dime. Made a jukebox sound like I'm real mine. To cool my worries, fix my thoughts. Cool my hopes like a juggernaut walks. Now let down souls can't feel the rhythm. Sorry entertainers like aerobics victims. Hybrid people light a wooden matchstick. Toxic fumes in the burning plastic. Beats all broken, bones are spastic. Robots talking with a southern accent. Voodoo curses, Bible tongues. Voices coming from the mangled.
Episode 146 coming at ya, Obsolescence.
The end is near. The end is near, people.
Yeah, we're just trying to cope with the old technology of today.
Just put a fucking barcode in my wrist. Put a retinal scanner to my eye. You got me covered, man.
Yep. And DJ Gower, he has Alexa, the Amazon.
The Amazon Echo. Echo.
I'm sure it's, is that what it's called? So yeah, it's basically spying on him and his family and... just like the Facebook app, and throwing ads that he has mentioned phrases in his face to sell him more shit he doesn't need.
Yeah, we'll be sitting around the dinner table, and all of a sudden we see the little ring light up that says that it's actively listening, you know, like when you give it the prompt, like, Alexa, it lights up, right?
Yeah.
Saying nothing of the sort that would even come close to a prompt that would wake it up, and it just starts listening.
Yeah.
And DJ EJ... in his infinite wisdom, as being 7 years old, turns around and looks at it and goes, Alexa, stop listening to me. So, you know, I'm doing something right there.
You'll hear an awesome bit, actually, from SNL in this episode. Alexa Senior.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen that one? Yeah, the Alexa Silver.
Silver, so that's what it is.
So amazing. One of their best bits in recent memory, for sure.
Anyway, we're trying to cope in modern society. We're obsolete. This podcast
kind of like Saturday Night Live, actually.
Completely starting to become obsolete. But hopefully you enjoyed it. We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening.
If you did.
All tracks about getting old, becoming obsolete. Vinyl sounds the best. It's obsolete.
Well, it's making a resurgence.
Only in the hipster.
Yeah.
Weird. I wouldn't say it's a resurgent.
Yeah, only if you've moved into a once downtrodden neighborhood in hopes to revitalize that area. And if you dress like a fucking like lumberjack that's out of work and, you know, drink single source pour over coffees and that kind of shit, then maybe you're listening to vinyl.
But yeah, exactly.
The rest of the world? No. Definitely not.
Another thing we were ranting about last night, basically liner notes of CDs,
yes, and records
with the lyrics.
The tactile experience of music listening.
Exactly. You actually listened to music, read the lyrics when a new album came out, giving you a greater appreciation of the album instead of...
giving you a deeper understanding of the music.
MP3s.
Giving you a deeper understanding of the band themselves by reading, like... I can't tell you how many times I read liner notes while listening to a CD, and, you know, at the end of the liner notes where they give the special thanks or something like that, they mention some obscure band that they're friends with or whatever, right?
Yes, and thanks to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then you see that name and you go, oh, okay, well, what's that? And then you start going down that rabbit hole, right? And that was the whole thing, was that music was this interesting, like, kind of... way to interweave experiences. Like, you might be listening to Pink Floyd and you see in there that they mention some, you know, special thanks to, you know, some other band, and then you go and listen to them and then they have a special thanks to, or they do a cover song of some band you've never heard of, and then you go and find that, and that's the joy of music, is finding that expanding and contrasting world that brings you to different realms and influences. Like, if you just sat there and only listened to the music that you liked and didn't realize that there was music that the people that you listen to, that they listen to, and that there's more,
yeah,
out
that
there.
It's great. Exactly.
You got to constantly keep that ring growing and expanding. And if you don't, then you become the obscure. You become the guy that's like, you know, 40 years old and only listens to NSYNC.
Exactly. So listen to
worst
boy
fucking
bands.
Halftime show ever, by the way. Way to go, JT, a mediocre piece of shit.
It was advertised as a Prince hologram,
which actually, you know, on
no, to it his was credit, a sheet with a projection on
to
it.
His credit,
that ain't
he
a
talked
hologram.
He talked with Sheila E. about it, and confirmed that there is absolutely no fucking way in hell that Prince would allow himself to be a goddamn digital hologram.
What about Tupac at the Coachella? Well, you know you saw that footage. It was amazing.
It wasn't
with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, but
that's what I was hoping for.
Tupac's not dead, though.
Yeah. And don't watch the new movie, All Eyes on Me. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah. Already labeled obscure.
It was obscure the moment it hit HBO on a Saturday night, and I wasted 2.5 hours.
Wow, you stuck with it to the end, huh?
I did. I was sucked in initially, but...
That's a commitment to excellence.
Yeah.
Too bad you're not a Raiders fan.
His mom was a crackhead. Yada, yada. He got shot in Vegas. I just saved you 2.5 hours. All right, we're out of here. Obsolescence. Rhyme.
And Cliff Notes of Treason.
I'm not a hero. I'm not a savior. Forget what you know. I'm just a man whose circumstances went beyond his control. Beyond my control. We all need control. I need control. I am the modern man.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Who hides behind the mask?
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
So no one else can see.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
My true identity.
Method of conveying sound. It's square outside, inside it's round. The thing you're listening to is a digitally accurate reading of the numbers that make up different sounds. In fact, it's the most technologically advanced sound reproduction known to man exists in the commercially viable sense. The thing you're listening to is called a compact disc. Every subtle nuance of a tune is made available to you. The thing you're listening to is a high-tech team come to. Technically it works with laser beams, yet you can learn to use it easily. Throw your scratch touching records in the trash. It's time to move out of the past in the profit analysis sense.
Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. Odessa!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to
Rhyme.
And treason.